Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And Joe at RTE.ie. Mick, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm looking at this video at the moment. It's absolutely horrific. Do you know what station? Can you recognise the station, the Dart station? Is it in Holt or is it the Holt Junction?
For what I saw, I only saw that video once. My wife showed it to me, and it would look like Holt Junction to me.
Okay, which is
about 5 kilometres from Holt.
Okay, it's nearer Baldoyle / Donnymead.
Yeah, the stations kind of go Kilbarrick, Donnymead, or Kilbarrick, then Holt Junction, Donnymead, then Bayside, Sutton, Holt.
Okay. Now, the video shows a group of young men acting the idiot, it's too light a phrase, but acting the idiot on the platform. This woman seems to be running for the dart, and one of them pushes her, and she falls down between the train and the platform onto the tracks. It's a horrific scene.
It is. It's very, very frightening. And in fact, if it had happened while the train was about to move off, she could have been killed. But it happened while the train was stationary, so she was lucky in that respect.
And it looked like two security personnel ran over and grabbed her up out of the...
Yeah, they didn't have a chance to... I'm not sure if those security personnel have the right to detain anybody, so they managed to rescue. Or one of the guys, a guy in a red jacket, seemed to be looking on after they did what they did.
Mm-hmm. Now, it happened apparently on the 1st of April. Has anyone heard how that young woman is?
I certainly haven't heard how she's. I'm not even sure. Well, obviously she's from around the area. She's unidentified to me anyway, but I haven't heard how she is since.
Because it's a long time ago. Now, this prompted you, among other things, to talk about Holt in general at the weekend. Holt is on the end of a dart line. Now, the station, the darts are at 25% capacity, but you reckon how many young people are descending on Holt every weekend?
I don't know the exact number of young people, but I'd say I reckon between 10 and 20,000 people arrive into Holt.
Wow.
on Saturday or Sundays. And it's generally, like, if, as I was saying to your researcher, if that many people were going to a pop festival, you'd probably have a few hundred police mm-hmm. on the scene. But it's rare that you see the police. You see the odd police car passing by. And it also led me to tell your researcher about an incident the other day, last Saturday.
Okay.
My wife and I and our grandkids, we went for a walk down at the back of the train station. There's a small little beach there where it's also at the back of Ocean Path, and that's where they built some small factories. But a small beach has kind of evolved there. And while we were there, there weren't too many people there. There were a few young teenagers, probably 14, 16 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
And these two other guys arrived on the scene, and they were, like, very rough-looking, smoking cans of beer, and they were probably in their early 20s. But one of the young girls went over to one of the guys and asked him if he had a cigarette,
mm-hmm.
and he gave her the cigarette. A conversation went on, and she kind of gestured back to our friends, and then disappeared, separated herself from her friends with the guy, and went in behind the bushes and had sex with him.
My God.
Yeah, I felt like going in and intervening, because she only looked about 14 years of age, and that's the equivalent of statutory rape. And I felt like doing something, but I had my grandkids with me, and mm-hmm. I didn't know what kind of confrontation I was going to end up in. And there was a Polish couple. Well, I'm assuming they were Polish. Their accent sounded Polish, sitting nearby having their fish and chips. And they got up to leave. And I said, are you leaving because of that? And they said, yes. They're like bloody animals, is what the guy said to me. Mm-hmm. And but that area is never patrolled. I never see the police down there, right down to the Claremont Strand. Police are never there. I don't want to be overcritical of the police because I'm sure they're short of numbers. But I know on some of the weekends in the past where they did put a van load of public order policemen, that would have, you know, when they appeared on the scene, it kind of gave a better sense of security.
And when were the van loads of the public, when were the public order unit out there?
That was mostly last year and the year before when these, I'm sure people know about it, it's been highlighted in the media, where gangs of young people kind of had fights with each other. They were in Port Marnock, Malahide, this, that and the other.
And there was one innocent chap savagely injured at one stage, about a year ago. Savage attack. So your general point is a massive influx. If it was going to Croke Park or Ballyhale Castle for a concert, there would be enormous numbers of Gardaí, rightly so. But you're saying in this situation there isn't.
No, never. Okay. I mean, the path for instance. It's not just young people. There's all age groups, but the young people that arrive on the pier, the whiff of grass, young people sitting there smoking joints, they just do it freely. Okay. And
now you've also talked about the sexualization of young people. You say this young woman looked at most 14 years of age. Now we've had a call from Michelle. Well, we're calling her Michelle, which will become obvious that's not her real name. But Michelle is a parent, and she told us about an issue she's facing with her 9-year-old daughter. It's about porn, basically, and that her friends are accessing. Now, Michelle spoke to us earlier, and we've made attempts to believe some of the language she quoted. But still, I think this conversation, on the one hand, might prompt conversations and discussions with young people about the way the world is going and the use of smartphones, but also it may be unsuitable for younger ears. This is Michelle.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. Tell us why you contacted us.
I contacted you because of an issue that I've been quite worried about for a bit of time, and it culminated in an event at breakfast for me last week with my 9-year-old daughter, where she was saying that one of her friends, who's a similar age, was just being gross. And I said, well, what do you mean they're being gross? And she said, well, today's event was where he said, he was just quoting porn, basically.
Okay.
It started off a couple of weeks ago where she said, oh, he was making weird noises today. And I was like, oh, what was it? And he mimicked an orgasm. And then last week at breakfast, it was like, well, he's being gross again. And he said, oh, daddy, f*** me harder, daddy. And he starts making more porn noises, you know?
My God.
Yeah.
Where do you think this child is picking up that language?
I just think that, like, it's so many of them now have unsupervised access to phones, you know, and it's natural for kids to be curious. Like, I'm very much liberal about all things sexual, really, but it's gotten to the point where, you know, basically, as far as I'm aware, like...
Does this child have a smartphone?
Yeah, he does seem to have access to one, yeah.
Okay, because if it is a smartphone, it's very worrying. If he's picking up the language somewhere else, it's extraordinarily worrying. So you think it is a smartphone, not something even more serious?
Oh, I absolutely do. Okay. 100%. Okay. Yeah, I really think that, yeah.
So what can be done?
Well, I just think there's so much about it. Like, there's that. I was just so shocked having to have that conversation with my daughter. You know, she's 9 at the breakfast table. And I had to talk her through it a little bit and not be too extreme, you know, because I don't want her to be too alarmed. But there was other stuff. And, you know, you see kids using phones unsupervised all the time. The kids, they're, like, you know, doing really adult dances into phones. I've seen, like, local 8-year-olds around our area doing that. And, you know, I just really feel there's a big problem with kids viewing online porn, you know.
And when you say provocative, that you mean twerking and all that.
Yeah.
Stuff, which is adult behaviour, but shouldn't be children's behaviour.
Not at all. And like those sites, like, people don't realise about TikTok and stuff. Like, if you flick through those sites, you'd have anything from sexual innuendo on the videos to people talking about depression and killing themselves, you know, and kids are on TikTok. Like, now, in fairness, the companies make an effort. They say, look, minimum age 13. But I really feel like we leave kids, we make them wait till they're 18 to get a license to drive. Why they should be unsupervised watching porn from the age of 9 and 10 is just beyond me, you know, and it's happening.
And what a minimum age for access to smartphones.
Would it make
a difference, Michelle?
I really feel that is a solution, and I know that the government don't want to be feeling like a nanny state, but I think there is huge support among parents. Like, I think they want help, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're always under pressure with, oh, well, you're ruining my life because everyone else has one, and it's all this business. And, like, there's no problem with smartphones per se, but the amount of adult content being accessed is just really crazy, you know. And I have another friend whose best friend is a professional in the medical professional.
Yeah.
And she says that 15-year-olds are presenting to A&E with anal tearing. 15-year-old girls. You know, because the lads want to do what they're seeing on the phones, and they're like, let's do this. And they're going into it without any proper knowledge or education on it, you know. And I've had friends who've, you know, like, you see the guys feel under pressure to do what's on the... what they're seeing on the screens, even though they might not want to, but they feel like they won't be a proper guy if they don't, because they don't realise that porn isn't real. I think we need to be talking to kids about it, because they're watching.
Would you be tempted to contact that child's parents?
I'm going to have a very gentle, kind conversation about it, because I really, really feel very, very sure, I feel very confident that they're totally unaware, and I'm going to say, look, there's probably a bit of watching going on. And at the moment, what's happening for that child is that they're just going to socially isolate themselves from their friends a little bit. Their friends are going to think they're a bit gross. That's what was described to me. But I feel really disappointed that I've had to have that conversation with my 9-year-old, you know. Yeah.
Two final questions. One, has the pandemic made a difference where a lot of children are on their own in their rooms longer?
I don't think so, because they had access to those phones before the pandemic. It may have made it slightly exacerbated. I don't think that has made it. It has been a problem for a while. I remember seeing an article on the paper a long while back by a judge who said he's got people coming in to the court committing sexual offences at the age of 12 and 13. And he actually said on the headline, it's starting with porn on their phones. And solicitors increasingly, he said, are coming in asking for porn to be considered a mitigating circumstance. For 12, 13, and 14-year-old children committing sexual crimes, you know, attacking people, like. I don't think we suddenly have sort of manifested an epidemic of children who grow up sexually attacking each other. I think porn is causing it. I think it's a really serious social problem, and, you know, I feel very, like, scared bringing my child up in this situation. And for me, as a mother of a girl, it's a big thing. But mothers of boys, like, you know, it's just as scary, because they can get the knock on the door, sorry, your son has attacked someone. And he didn't realise he was doing it, because he's only doing what he sees on the phone.
And finally, Michelle, have schools any role in helping?
There's an actual programme that all the schools do called Stay Safe. And I think that discussions around porn, and if not being real, at least need to be added to that. I think it's vital, because But before that would happen, I really feel that the government could help us by stepping in and putting, like, really stricter rules in place in terms of who can get a smartphone. Children may need contact, but they don't need to have access to the internet, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Till 14, 16, or whatever age. But, like, 9-year-olds having unlimited access to Google and YouTube is extreme to me.
Okay, okay. Michelle, thanks indeed. Thanks indeed for that call.
Thanks very much,
John. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And as you heard, I recorded that earlier for obvious reasons. Okay, Joe at rte.ie, 51551, watch on.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. If you heard Friday's programme and that incredible scenario that Phelan drew, to his cost, unfortunately discovered, and that is this caravan company, well, they're not a caravan company, pretending to be a caravan company, very professional website. Phelan, as we discovered during the programme, like many Irish people in the last few months, realising it's staycation year, tried to get prices and houses and Airbnb and hotels around the country. There's availability issues for some people and there's cost issues for others. And caravan, for many reasons, including the whole COVID, you're in your own space. Scenario, a caravan seemed like a very good idea. I found this website called MJ Caravan Sales in Tamworth in Staffordshire, to and fro and ins and outs, and handed over 7,500 euro, gone, by the way, that's gone. Phelan lost that. And then we discovered throughout the whole programme, because the whole programme was about MJ Caravans, a significant number of Irish people were duped by them as well, because there's a big interest in caravan sales and motorhome sales. And one of the reasons given is the price of holidaying in Ireland, which brings me to Seamus Duffy. Seamus, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe, how are you?
Good. Seamus, tell us what happened and the prices you were quoted.
Well, I was looking to book two single rooms in Kinmare.
Mm-hmm.
And for my daughter and I.
Yeah.
And I got some strange prices, put it that way. Your researcher actually said not to mention the hotel.
Okay, I don't. There's lots of hotels in that area. Well, yeah. It's a very, very popular spot. Beautiful spot. Very popular spot. Okay.
You were looking
for two single rooms.
Yeah, two single rooms for three nights midweek in July.
Okay.
For my daughter and I. And it was the price that came up was €4,110.
For two rooms for three nights?
Yes, €4,110.
And was food included in that?
Breakfast.
Oh, dinner wasn't included?
No.
And did they say, I presume it's a 5-star, is it?
Well, no, it's on, anyone can do it, just go book.
No, it's a 5-star, it's a 5-star hotel, I presume.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
In fairness, I hadn't intended booking in that hotel, but it was through booking.com. And when, mm-hmm. you know, when you put in a town, a lot of different hotels will come up and flash up. And there was actually two. The second one was €3,750.
For two single rooms.
Single rooms for three nights.
Well, were there any other options? Were they saying, why not stay a week and it might work out per night cheaper?
No, well, you see, I was only Googling. I only wanted to stay for three nights, and that's what came up. I didn't want to stay any longer.
Okay. And the reason, again, two rooms, well, it's irrelevant now whether they're single or double rooms, and they're all the same size at this stage.
Yeah, I think that's the kind of a disadvantage. If you're single now, you're charged the same as if it's two people sharing.
You're charged for the room.
Yes. I suppose all hotels do that. I suppose it's a little bit of discrimination if you're single.
Well, it also means the room is available. Regardless of the number of people in the room is booked. It's not their point. You're paying for the room, not for a single bed.
Yeah, you're paying for the room. But the single told us, two single rooms I was looking for three nights. So that came up on two. Now, they were 5-star hotels, I have to admit they were, but I don't know who, anyone in the right mind was going to pay $4,000 for three nights in a hotel.
You were on booking.com. And I heard the president of the Irish Hoteliers Federation the other day, and she was advocating that people book directly with the hotels. But anyway, tell us, what else did you go shopping and price comparing for other places?
Eventually I did. I got the hotel where I normally stay, and it was €716, which is probably what you would pay anywhere. That's for that's 3 nights. Two single rooms for 3 nights with being bed and breakfast.
And do you know how that? Can you compare it with last year?
No, it's probably up because it's the summer. It's July.
Yeah.
I suppose my concern was that now that hotels are starting to open up again, are we going to see the prices go up and up?
Well, yeah. I think the price increases are going to be rampant when everything reopens.
Yeah.
From pubs to restaurants to hotels, can you blame them?
Well, yeah, but I mean, why, you know, it seems very unfair to take it out on the customer, which some of them are. Now, not all
well,
of them.
Well, who else do you take it out on? Like,
yeah, but I mean, somebody commented and saw that, because I actually had that on my Facebook, and somebody I knew said there's the same problem, but what they're going to do this summer is just go on day trips, which is probably a good solution, because the hotel prices are so expensive.
But you see that our hotels, and part of it is that they're now, I know, was it Pat Malone of the Lata Group, Pat McCann of the Lata Group, he warned against gouging. But like, the gouging was invented by hotels because it's based on supply and demand. In other words, we've done it here loads of times. If there's a Bruce Springsteen concert announced for Croke Park for a particular date, within hours, the hotel prices go up. It's the same hotel, same rooms, but it's supply and demand. Now, maybe that's gouging, but there is going to be a very heavy demand this summer, because people are almost at gunpoint. They're told, don't go on foreign holidays.
Exactly, and people want to. I'm a home bird anyway. I'm not into the foreign holidays, so I always holiday at home anyway. So, and it just happens that Kerry is one of my favourite spots in Ireland.
And that's the other problem, that Kerry is such high demand. Everyone wants to go to Kerry.
Yeah. So, okay, they're going to put the prices up. But, I mean, how can any hotel justify four... actually, one of the hotels I booked at the weekend... And the other hotel I mentioned was quoting $4,500. I mean, who in the right mind is going to pay $4,500 for 3 nights?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know what you're saying. Prices will go up, and it's demand. People are desperate to get away. I am now, anyway. We were all, because we've all been locked up so long.
Would you consider going anywhere else on holidays in Ireland?
Well, I wanted to go there.
Let me put it another way to you, Shane. Is there any county in Ireland that you've never been on holidays to? Have you been on holidays to Wexford?
Yeah, I've never been to, let's say, Leitrim probably, or Donegal, maybe.
And what's wrong with Leitrim?
No, nothing against it. I just haven't never been there. I don't know. You asked me, was I...
Because I met someone, the reason I'm saying that, I met somebody recently, it's on a plane, so it must be 3 years ago, and I was telling her about Centre Parks in Longford, you know, this new holiday, it's supposed to be incredible. I don't know, are they opening, hopefully they're reopening, but anyway, and this woman said to me, I've never been to Longford in her life, and she was the same age as me. But anyway, the minute we mentioned Leitrim, the phones are hopping, 1850-715-815. There's a special hotline for Leitrim people to get through directly to the live line. And it's a text line 51551. Wash your hands, even if you are from Nuala McNulty.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Step forward and defend Leitrim. Seamus said he's been on holidays to most other counties, but never been on holidays to Leitrim.
Well, Seamus has a big treat in store for him.
Yeah.
As I'm talking to you, Joe, I'm looking out for my self-catering place out on the hill opposite Bowley Brack, which is a special area of conservation.
Yeah.
I was up at the crack of dawn, and I blame your colleague for that, recording the birds here the other morning. And Leitrim is absolutely gorgeous. I am a little biased, of course, but I don't lie. And we have everything in Leitrim, including reasonable prices.
Okay, and well, then how much is, do you want to tell me? Is it unfair of me to ask?
We have plenty of availability in Leitrim too. I'm part of Leitrim Tourism Network.
Okay.
And we're a network of tourism businesses and tourism-related businesses. And people always comment on how well we work together. So I've just got a booking from a couple in Cork. So I've sent them all the info, where to eat, what to do. Up here in the north of the county, we have the North Leitrim Glens.
Right.
So it's great for walking. It's a great place to come and do nothing as well. We have the floating boardwalk in Drumshambo.
Yeah, beautiful.
We have great
yeah.
fishing in the south of the county.
Yeah.
And I suppose, Joe, what we have is authenticity. And we have that local interaction. And I'm always amused at the comments people make and the reviews they get. They leave here is, it's not all the effort that's gone to pressing the sheets and their organic welcome pack. It's that they were chatting the farmer across the road or somebody who left them their wellies.
And before, Nuala, before the pandemic, who visited Leitrim?
Well, for me, I have a very small business, Joe. Yeah. Just a one-bedroom self-catering. It's eco-friendly. We also have a lot of eco-friendly premises in Leitrim. Personally, I got a lot of German visitors.
Ah, yeah.
That disappeared last year.
Of course, yeah.
But I got a lot of Irish visitors. And like what you just said earlier, an awful lot of people had never been to Leitrim and were completely wowed by it.
Yeah.
I had visitors last year from Kerry, Cork, a lot from Kildare, Wexford, Dublin, Galway, and fewer from Northern Ireland. But a lot of people were saying, we can't believe how beautiful it is. And even for me, who was born and bred here a long time ago, I'm still gobsmacked by the beauty.
And what's the main town in Leitrim?
The main town is Carrick and Shannon.
Okay, well, that's beautiful.
It's beautiful. And then just down the road in Drumshambo, we now have the distillery, the gunpowder gin.
Brilliant, yeah. Hopefully, I know, I've done visits there. Hopefully they reopen soon because that just gets bigger and better
all
the time,
doesn't it? Well, the Jackalope Cafe is open all along.
Okay.
And we have a fabulous old castle in Manor Hamilton, and I'm very happy to say Manor Hamilton is my nearest town, and I'm very happy to say that the cafe there will be open shortly, and it's going to be sort of a whole tourism hub there. And so we have the heritage. Where I am, I'm right beside the famous ballroom of romance. Sean McDiarmid's cottage.
Which isn't the ballroom of romance now a museum?
It is a museum.
Okay. And so there's a lot to see in Leitrim. But why has Leitrim got a bad rap? Is it because it's regarded as being population-wise so small?
But sure, isn't that ideal in a pandemic, Joe? Yeah. Isn't that what you
want?
That's
a very good point, yeah.
Very few people. There's only 33,000 of us, so there's lots of elbow room.
Yeah.
And no traffic. You know, as a guy from Fáilte, Ireland told me that people in Leitrim think a traffic jam is something you spread on bread. Because we've only two sets of traffic lights in the county. So there's no rush in Leitrim, and that's a big thing.
Yeah. Seamus, are you convinced?
Oh, it sounds lovely, but the reason my mother was brought up in Kenmare, so I have a lot of relations there, so that was the attraction. And also Killarney, where a new hobby of mine is kayaking, so it was just a good place to be.
Okay, Councillor Patrick O'Connor Scartine is Mayor of Kerry. Patrick, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. You're listening to Seamus and his upset about prices in some places in Kenmare. Now, they are five-star, but anyway, you come in defence.
Yeah, I just want to say, look, there's a range of options there for Seamus, and I'm glad that he looked at other options as well. Look, I've experienced it myself going on Booking.com, and you know, before looking abroad, and you see a range of options and you say, sure, look, they're very expensive, but no one's forcing you to take them. That's one thing in isolation. And look, the way I look at it is, they've only one opportunity now to make money for the summer. They've had huge difficulties from COVID, and you know, their staff retention issues. They've had to do a lot of retrofitting, and you know, you're looking here at five-star hotels, and we also have hostels. We have three-star hotels, and there's a huge range of options there in Kerry for people.
And Patrick, so, when you say they only have one opportunity, you're saying the prices are justified.
Well, look, as I say, no one's forcing you to do it.
Well, you see, that's different this year. Okay, no. If you're lucky enough to be able to afford a holiday at home or abroad, of course, no one's forcing you. But the government are saying categorically, the government of which your party is the equal members, but in terms of numbers, the senior member, the government is saying this is staycation year. This is in the ads. The government, what's paid for by the government of Ireland. The government are saying go on holidays in Ireland. So of course, they can't force you to go on holidays.
No.
But is it not a little bit unpatriotic then to up price it just as you say? This is their only opportunity.
No, look, that's look. They've had an exceptionally difficult time.
We all have. Everyone has.
Are really struggling to survive. Yeah. Their staff retention issues now as well, because there's people, you know, going into other industries because of the stop and start scenario that they've experienced. Yeah. And you know, there was a lot of staff as well from abroad that would have been brought into hotels, and you know, that's not the scenario now. The running costs are absolutely huge. And as I say, look, we welcome people to Kerry. We look forward to people coming to Kerry.
Of course,
and there's a huge range of options there, from hostels and, you know, B&Bs.
And Patrick, where
up
do you...
to the five-star hotels.
Well, the only person we know that won't go to Kerry in the last decade is Sam Maguire. But Patrick, where do you go on your holidays?
Well, look, I'll be staying in Kerry actually this year because... I went to Dingle last year, and I might go to Waterville. So I'm from Kinmare, and I suppose since I got married, I'm spending my time between Kinmare and Killarney. But you know, maybe in the autumn we'll be looking forward to a trip up the country as well.
Well, have you ever been on holiday to Leitrim?
I've been to Leitrim and I liked it. So you'd never know.
What part of Leitrim were you in?
Carrigan Shannon.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's lovely there. It's lovely, and I wouldn't mind a boat trip there at some stage.
And have you been on the other part? Carrigan Shannon now is nearly Roscommon, isn't it? Have you been in any other part of Leitrim?
I haven't, but look, okay. I'm open minded. I wouldn't mind checking it out. And the Leitrim people are welcome to Kerry as well. So, you know, as I say, look, there's a lot of things to do here for people, and
isn't part of Kerry's challenge is that it's so popular, isn't it?
I know
the reasons to do, and it always Killarney has been expensive during the summer long before COVID.
Yeah, look, I suppose it's like anything. You shop around, it's like anything. Like, and of course now with internet and stuff, you know, there's all the various booking. .com and hotels.com, but I'm sure as well if you try ringing the hotel directly, you'd be surprised. You might get a bit of a deal as well.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Okay. That's Councillor Patrick O'Connor Scartine, Mayor of Kerry. Sean Murray.
Hello, Joe.
Have you ever been in Leitrim?
I haven't. No, I haven't had the pleasure yet, Joe. I'm working on it. Maybe one day, he says.
Have you ever set foot in Leitrim itself?
I have not. No.
And what age group would you be, Sean?
I'd be over the 50 male group. Now, what I was ringing about, Joe, is I'm ringing in relation to the VAT. Most of the holiday park owners all of the holiday park owners in this country have gotten a reduced VAT. You know, their VAT has been reduced. Now, I can't remember exactly what figure it's gone down to, but they're not passing this on to the consumer. Which I thought to make, you know, it could be a nice, decent thing to do, but none of them are doing it. I know I'm talking about the southeast area. That I know from like places like Waterford and Wexford. And that.
But you can't unless you live well up to 2 weeks ago, 20k. Unless you live within 20k of your mobile home, you can't visit it at the moment.
Oh, I know that, but we come from next week on.
Next Sunday night.
But I still thought that it would be a nice thing to do for the park owners. For instance, where I go, there's probably over 100 mobile homes in the place.
Okay.
€2,600 per year. That's 260,000 rent these people are getting in. They're not prepared to pay. And we're after losing. We're normally down there from Easter onwards. We haven't had a chance to get down there yet. And God knows how many weeks or months we're going to get. You know.
And you're saying the 2,600 annual fee includes VAT.
Well, I'm sure, but I just thought that when they were getting a VAT reduction, that they would have passed it on, some of it anyway, to us, but they don't...
And is there any reduction because you can't get to visit the mobile home site for most of the year?
Yeah. We got a small reduction last year, but nothing this year, you know. But I just thought that, you know, they could actually do, even pass on the VAT reduction to the customer. You know, it'd be a decent thing to do. Most of them, they're just not interested. You know, and where we are, it wouldn't be a Rolls Royce car on park or anything like that. It's very, very average.
Okay, Sean. Good to meet you, Margaret. Sean, Martin, you drive for a living.
Yeah, I'm a truck driver, Joe. Yeah.
What's the nicest county in Ireland? The island of.
Well, I like Donegal most.
Do you? Why?
I used to do deliveries up there. And collections in the lorry, you know.
And where are you now?
I was in Roscommon this morning, delivery, and they'll make me way up through Sligo across a second drop in Manor Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm heading for Enniskillen now. I'm back down through Cavan then, back to Dublin, you know.
Wow. What time did you start that this morning?
6:15.
Good man.
That's lovely. Now, the weather's beautiful, lovely sun shining, and you have plenty of views around you. It is a nice old spot, but the prices for the holidays in Ireland is crazy, you know.
Why? Well, compare and contrast.
Well, I was saying to the chap there that caught me there, I was looking up the holidays there. But if you did get a chance to go away abroad, you can get a week in Fuerteventura there, a lovely spot, Coralleco. I've been there a few times.
In the Canaries,
In the Canary Islands. Flight, accommodation, baggage, transfers for 1 week, 430.
Flights?
You know what I mean?
Come again, flights?
Flight, baggage, the hotel, and your transfer from the airport and back for 440.
Wow.
Surely the hotels in Ireland that the government should do something if you want to keep us all here again for the next year, you know. Give us a bit of value for our money, you know.
And have you any holiday planned this year, Martin?
Well, if we do get a chance, I'll be going straight to Fuerteventura.
Oh, will you? Okay.
At the end of September, that's what the price I looked up yesterday, you know.
And if you can't...
I won't book out until I know for sure, okay. You know.
But if you were to go on holidays in Ireland, where would you go? Donegal, obviously.
Well, the lads, we went to Killarney last year. We stayed in the Glen Eagle as a grand spot, so they reckon they might take a trip down there. If we can't get abroad, if we go back down there, you know.
Okay. Safe driving, Martin. Mind yourself.
Right.
And safe drive to get home there today. Noel Flood, again, Martin said he looked up for Fuerteventura in the Canary Islands for 1 week, flights included and accommodation, for £415. What did you look up? Well, maybe you booked it, have you?
It's booked since the 27th of December, Joe. £1,240 for 10 days in Cyprus.
For yourself?
Full board, two of us.
Oh, two of you?
Yeah. If I didn't bring her, to be murdered, Joe.
£1,240 for two people?
Yeah.
And what does that include? Does that include my flight?
10 days, full board. Like, you're in a resort, so... I've never been to Cyprus, so I presume you're eating and drinking everything they can put on, you know?
And everything is included? The drink is included?
Yeah, for £1,240.
And
well, it'll be their own local beer, you know.
That's fine. And but is the flight included?
Yeah, everything, Joe. That's it. So you have to get there.
So that's £620 each.
Yeah. Now look, that same holiday currently, Joe, is nearly £300 more to book it now.
Okay, but you booked it already. But you got it for £620, and Seamus, now again, it's you're apples and oranges here, in one sense, but Seamus was quoted 4,110 for a three-night stay. Now, two single rooms he wanted in Kenmare.
Yeah, but it's Jesus, Joseph Kerry. Come on. You know, people had people... and did he laugh? Did somebody laugh at the far end of the phone when they said that?
No. when you say Janie, it's Kerry. What do you? Why do you say it that way?
Kerry is a lovely spot, Joe. But I tell you now, anybody that would pay that deserves to be screwed.
Yeah.
In all fairness, like, if you pay these prices, Joe, they'll never charge him again.
Yeah, but Noel, were you intimating there that Kerry has a reputation of being pricey?
Yeah, but Kerry, if you're going to Kerry in June. July,
yeah,
August,
you're going to
hike. Be more expensive.
Yeah, but you see, well, previously you were competing with American tourists and Germans and French, but they're not coming. So you have something like there's 40 hotels, I think, in Killarney at least. And would they not be putting on offers to try and get staycationers?
But you're just, the government, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. The government are after setting this up for the Irish hotels to screw their own people.
Do you think so?
They can't get out of the country, so if you want to stay here, we're going to charge you top price. And if you don't want to stay here, we'll get the next one that'll take it.
Okay. Noel, a very personal question, if you don't mind. Have you ever been to Leitrim?
No. And it sounds lovely, Joe. I might pop up there for a weekend, maybe.
Have you ever been in Leitrim?
No, I've never been.
What age are you?
I'm the wrong side of 50, Joe.
And you've never been to Leitrim?
No.
Okay.
Is there any weekend breaks going there, Joe? Surely if you went, lost in front of you.
And would you take Leitrim if I got it? I haven't got anything, by the way.
I'd take anything for free, Joe.
but you'd be a hard man to please. If you got that deal now, which is an incredible deal. $620 per person, 10 days, including flights, in Cyprus, and everything is thrown in, food, drink.
Yeah, well, it's only their own local beers, I imagine. But
you keep saying that. What's wrong? How do you know they're not better than Hop House 13 or whatever you drink?
I'll tell you. I'll give you a buzz back. When I come back, I'll give you a buzz back.
Okay. Thanks, Nulig. Neil Doherty. Neil, good afternoon. Have you ever been on holidays to Leitrim, Neil?
I have, Joe, indeed, yeah. My mum was actually born in County Leitrim, so I know Leitrim quite well. Kilty-Slaher, the lovely little village of Kilty-Slaher.
Where Sean McDermott was.
That's right, he was born there.
Lovely museum there. Okay, yeah, where do you want people to go to?
I'd love to see people coming down to what we call a hidden jewel in the west of Ireland.
Well, that spot you're mentioning, are you there now?
No, that's right there.
Okay, glad you got that in, because the signal in Belmudder is brutal. We'll be back in a sec, Ianni. We'll try and get a better one. Frank Power.
Hello, Joe.
Have you ever been on holidays in Leitrim?
I've not been on holidays, but I have driven up to... We had friends that were from Leitrim, and many years ago I would have driven up to Leitrim, all right.
What part of Leitrim can you remember?
Oh, God, what's the... the place escapes me now, because this was a good while ago, yeah.
Well, you see, Leitrim seems to be escaping most people.
Our inland counties, actually. But I've kind of wanted to change that idea and go more into as opposed to always doing the coast to travel Tipperary and on up along. Yeah, it's on my bucket list, Joe.
I'll come back to you. Nuala, are you still listening? You're still there, Nuala?
I am, Joe.
And what are you drying your tears with?
Well, I'm very positive,
number of older people in Ireland who've never been to Leitrim is astonishing.
Well, I think we are all creatures of habit, and people have the habit of maybe going to Kerry or going to Clare or wherever. And I mean, I go to Waterville on my holidays myself. I have friends down there, and it's lovely. But you sometimes have to do something different and come and try Leitrim, is what I'd say.
I'm shocked at the number of people who've never been on holidays to Leitrim, or never been to Leitrim.
Yes, we are a little off the beaten track, but sure that.
And is it because what was the Larry Cunningham song years and years ago? What was it called? Lovely Leitrim. Sure. Larry Cunningham wasn't even from Leitrim.
Larry Cunningham was from Longford.
I know.
I had a pleasant dream. I woke up with a smile. I dreamt that I was back again in dear old Erin's Isle. I thought I saw Loch Allen's banks in the valleys down below. It was my lovely Leitrim where the Shannon waters flow.
That's Larry Cunningham. Frank Power, where are you advocating people go?
Well, the reason for my getting in contact was the VAT, you know, VAT rates. We reduced our VAT rates here at Shannon Estuary Glamping. We're down here on the estuary in County Clare.
Okay.
But we decided we reduced our prices because of the VAT rate decrease for 2021. So that was my comment
Tell us what was the reduction in the VAT rate from the government?
It goes 13.5% down to 9%.
Okay, and you pass that on, fair play.
Yeah, with the prices of our units, we have 12 units here, you know, different camping wood pods, tents and that. So we just reduced each unit per night, say, by a certain amount to balance that VAT reduction, yes.
And
because we kind of felt that was a fair thing.
Yeah, that is very fair. And how are your prices compared to last year and the previous year?
I've kept my prices. I'm only open 3 years, so I've kept my prices the same. But I did reduce them this year.
Did you? Fair play to you.
Because of the VAT. Well, yeah.
Yeah, but I think there is going to be increases, and a lot of them, I think, will be justified. How are you doing, Frank, in terms of booking?
Oh, very well. My God, these staycations have really... Because I'm part of the development of tourism on the Shannon Estuary Way here. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. So, there's more and more interest growing now. And this year, where we used to get one-night bookings, I'm getting bookings now for 3 and 4 nights.
Great.
And some have even booked a week. So,
what's glamping is what? What are you offering?
Glamping, what we're offering is it's called glamorized camping. So you for those that want the experience of a tent, they'll have the double beds, single beds with mattresses, a bed linen and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you want the more security of, would say, a wooden hut, we have wooden huts and wood pods. And then we have two separate catering units, and we've shower and toilet facilities, and we've recreation areas and 2 reception areas for kids to play. And then my brothers just gave me an extra half acre of land, and we're making a new play area there for kids, you know, for different activities. So we're moving forward, but the staycations are definitely benefiting us here. Anyway,
that's great.
You know?
That's great. Yeah. And that's very fair of you not. Very fair of you passing on the VAT reduction.
Yeah. Your researcher did say to me, she said, why are you doing it? Would you not do what others? And I said, well, it's not for me to say what others should or shouldn't do.
Yeah.
I was just merely commenting on the fact that we felt it was only fair to reduce our prices when the VAT rate was reduced. Yeah.
Okay. Well, fair play. And is there swimming nearby in the Shannon? And
well, we have swimming here in the Shannon. There's lots of interesting things to do here now. We're promoting and highlighting them. And then we're a short distance from the coast as well. So people can do lots of different activities here. There's boating, sailing, you know, there's many different things for people to do, horse riding. We're big into our walking tours here and our cycling as well. So we're all into the healthy living holiday.
Great. And Frank, have you ever been on holidays to Leitrim?
No, I have to say, and going back to that, I feel guilty now saying no.
Have you ever been to Leitrim?
Once upon a time, and I even forget the name of the place I was in. Yeah, unfortunately. And I do feel very guilty.
You shouldn't. Stop it. What you say, you have a common catering area. That's a load
that
of
would
barbecues.
Be catering units, yeah. Barbecues, catering units, so guests can cook their own food at their own, whenever, you know, at their own time. It's open all the time, so
they
can use all the facilities.
Now, tell me, Frank, if I look for you, do I get booking.com first?
you will get bookings.com will pop up first. Even if you Google, for example, or use any
glamping,
search
they
engine,
come up first. Okay,
yeah, now, Shannon Estuary glamping would come further down the list
because
bookings.com, they're paying
to get above
you.
Frank, do you want? Is there any benefit for you in booking.com, or do you want people to contact you directly?
Well, ideally, yes. I'd love to build up that community. I have a lot of people that are coming back to me from last year. We'd be very family-focused, you see. We're all about families here.
Okay, well done.
So, no, we still have couples units and everything.
And how much do booking.com take off a booking, so to speak?
Yeah, that's, we're 16.5% and then another 1.5%. Yeah, their commission is very high, all right, yes.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Okay.
But you get it cheaper, obviously. Get it cheaper when they book direct with us.
Okay, Frank. Yes. Well, best of luck, Frank. I hope it goes well for you.
Take care.
Okay,
now.
Thanks indeed.
Bye bye.
Joe@rte.ie. Are people going on cruises again? Are they? Where are people going at all?
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
We're on Nationwide for the couple who went on holidays to Leitrim last year. We think we have a lead. We'll let you know by 3 o'clock. Neil, back to Neil Doherty. Belmullet, is that what you were saying on the dodgy line?
Yes, indeed, Joe. Absolutely. Thank you for coming back to me. So really, I'm just sitting and listening to the options and so forth. And Leitrim is a lovely county. But Belmullet, an absolutely magnificent place, a hidden jewel, as I think I mentioned earlier on. We came down here on holidays about 20 years ago, and we're now living in Belmullet, believe it or not. So I'm a tourist guide down there. I do the Belmullet walking tours during the summer, just Belmullet city centre, Joe. It takes about 2 hours. But if I could quickly tell you how we ended up here, it was when we really, I suppose, the icing on the cake was for us when we were up in a place called, up in the north of the Belmullet Peninsula, up in Ballyglass, and we were standing on the pier, and a shoal of dolphins went by jumping out of the water.
Wow.
And we said, well, this place is absolutely magical, and then started holidaying here. I moved down here about 3 years ago. And there's a huge amount of activity to be done down here, both outdoors and indoors. So if you're into sea swimming, we have a seawater pool here. People have been swimming right throughout the year. There's a big gang in Belmullet swimming right throughout the year. You can go surfing, you can go windsurfing, you can go kite surfing, you can go canoeing and so forth. The Blacksod Bay, right down the end of Blacksod Bay, you have the Blacksod Lighthouse, which is where the World War II, the weather forecast that postponed
for
D-Day.
That's right,
was postponed by one day because of the weather forecast from Blacksod. And that lighthouse is due to open in June of this year. And what's really magical about that place is the view of, you're overlooking the north of Achill Island. You can see Slieve Moor and Crochan, and it's absolutely magnificent. And you also have the Ballycroy National Park is a short distance away. You have the Cage of Fields a short distance away. Some wonderful walks, Joe, to be done. You have the Errishead Loop Walk, which I do a guided walk on that as well. That takes about 2 hours. You have a magical walk up over the cliffs up around Carrotaig, up to the north of the peninsula. And, of course, you have almost 10 discovery points of the Wild Atlantic Way. So if you have your passport,
so
it's a great...
That's Belmullet. What was the name of the woman wasn't she who was doing the weather readings in Belmullet that led to the D-Day cancellation?
Sweeney. Her name was Maureen Sweeney. Ah. And her family are still in Belmullet. Wow. She's still alive, actually. She's in a nursing home.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, she's in a nursing home in Belmullet.
Kind regards to Maureen and her family. Because she is.
They're very active. Her sons were, many of them were lighthouse keepers, actually. And Fergus, her grandson, is involved. He's very much involved with TG Carr. He's a cameraman down here.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Actually, great story. Well done on Belmullet, Neil.
Yeah.
Neil Doherty. Suzanne Ryan.
Hi, Joe.
Good. You're listening.
I am.
Have you ever been to Leitrim?
I have.
Well done.
I've been to Drumshambo.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
It is.
Absolutely beautiful county. And every John McGahern, the folklore museum in Drumshambo, the distillery, Bo Peep Jam used to come from there, and then you have the lakes, and then you have the various, well, you're only a stone's throw from Enniskillen and the border. The Shannon Pot, the source of the Shannon, is in Leitrim. I think one of its, I've been up there, gorgeous, gorgeous spot, but again, undersold, I think. But Suzanne, you're listening to the prices.
I am. I'm shocked. I'm totally shocked. Are people actually paying that money for Kerry?
Four grand for three nights, two single rooms.
Yeah. It's so wrong.
But it's a five-star hotel.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you'd want to be served by George Clooney or something to be paying those prices for three nights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, what are they getting for that price? Just the hotel and
breakfast.
And breakfast. That's really extortionate.
Yeah, but it's an upfront price. Like, that's a five-star hotel.
But are in the most sought after.
It's supplying the most sought after place in Ireland.
It doesn't matter, Joe. Really, okay. I went to America for nearly 4 weeks for the same price.
And what are you planning? What are you thinking this year, Suzanne?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. I'm not going to pay that money to go and stay, do the staycation. Not a hope.
And have you ever holidayed in Ireland?
Yes, with the kids when they were small. Yeah. We've done Kerry. We've mostly, you know, just a two-night, three-night.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And you do pay over the odds and you don't mind it, but there is no way would I pay that sort of money for three nights in Kerry.
Okay, most people couldn't afford it. That's apart from the principle of it. Is that you're saying? That what you're saying?
It's purely the principle of it.
Okay.
And I think that's what's wrong, that the government have asked us to stay at home, but not to pay those prices. That's crazy.
Okay, Suzanne, have you ever been in Leitrim?
I don't think so.
Okay. Una Brennan, thanks, Suzanne. Una Brennan in Rathmore. Hi. How are you, Una?
I'm very good, but I'm actually in Kinmare.
Oh, well, better still.
Yes.
And what are you offering?
So I have a hotel. Basically what I'm trying to explain that there are various prices around in Kinmare. I have a four-star hotel here in Kinmare, and we have rates that are affordable for people. Now, in saying that, for some people, some people might find them more expensive.
Okay.
Our rates, we'd say in June midweek, we have a room rate starting at €155 per night for two people.
Okay.
You must stay two nights, and you get a €40 credit towards food.
Wow.
Then we have rates in July. They are up a little bit more, €195. And again, the €40 credit towards food. It's used here in the hotel. Or we have a restaurant in town called Number 35.
Wow.
And it can be used there. We're a small hotel. We're number one on TripAdvisor. And we've kept our rates because, you know, we have people back and back again to
us. And what are bookings like for this year, Ilna?
Great. All people from last year are back.
And then before the pandemic, was it primarily Irish people?
We would have had about 90% American.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's gone?
That's gone. A lot of people again now booking up again for next year and the end of this year. I'm not quite sure if it's going to happen or not. But our bookings at the moment for the Irish, very good. And last year we had a fantastic year of people, and people were delighted down here because we've a huge amount to do in Kinmare.
I know.
Yeah, you know it. And like, you know, they were talking about kayaking. There's guys there called Emerald Outdoors, and they do a nighttime kayak on the bay. It's magical. We have so many walks here. It's just unbelievable, and we've great restaurants. So there are different accommodations for different price range.
Have you ever been to Leitrim, Una?
I was once. And it was lovely. We stayed a couple of times and great fun.
And you know where you went in Leitrim?
No, I can't remember. I was a young one having a good time.
you're still young. Okay, that's Nuala on behalf of Kinmare again. Sham Hanifa. Sham, good afternoon.
Joe, how's it going?
And have you ever been to Leitrim?
I've been in Leitrim the last 21 years, Joe.
Ah, good man. Where are you? Were you born in Leitrim?
Born and bred. No, not at all. I'm from Malaysia, Joe, and I got opportunity to come to Leitrim 21 years ago and never looked back.
Wow. And what part of Leitrim are you in, Sean?
I'm in Carrick-on-Shannon, Joe, and I got an opportunity, a job here 21 years ago. And I'm here 21 years, and I have three businesses in Carrick-on-Shannon.
Wow.
Yeah, fair play to you. Yeah, we have nearly 50 people employed, so Leitrim is a place to be.
So what is your business, Sean?
I have a restaurant, a gastropub and a cafe in Leitrim, Joe.
And when you arrived in Leitrim from Malaysia 21 years ago, had you got anything apart from your skills?
I have £100 in my pocket and a skill. And I've been given opportunity in Leitrim. People here are so warm, welcoming, supportive. And they're second to none for me, Joe. And until today, I look around, they still support me through the pandemic, which is I'm so grateful for.
Okay. And how have you managed during the pandemic, Sean?
It's tough. But, you know, we get a cafe going with the takeaway, and they just been fantastic. You know, we do takeaway, keep us going. They're so, like I said, everywhere in Ireland, people are so supportive, especially for me in Leitrim and / Roscommon site here. We see that how people are so good, supportive towards our business. And let's go wider through North Leitrim, you know, of Manor Hamilton, Glencar, Kinloch, Drumshambo. People are very, very good, Joe.
Yeah, I know. But I'm surprised at the number of people who've never even been to Leitrim, Sean.
I was shocked. I was listening to it. I said, oh, my God. I do a lot of demo around the country, Dublin, Cork, Waterford. People say, they ask me, why Leitrim? I say, why not? We are an hour and a half from M50.
Yeah, that's...
And then the road is getting better. Once you come to Longford, and it's a little bit of a patchy road, you have a paddleboarding, Leitrim surf, you have a boardwalk in Drumshambo, you have beautiful Shannon, lovely Castle Hotel, lovely hotel and good food, good producer, growing and more. I mean, I think I couldn't say more, Joe, because...
Okay. And Sean, when you said you go around the country doing demonstrations...
Yes.
What are they? Cookery, is it?
Cookery demonstration, Joe.
Well done.
I'm the type of person that like to use the local produce and promoting local producers and a restaurant. You know, we have good eateries here as well, good entertainment and everything. Hopefully, we get that back again, Joe. You know.
Okay. Are you a celebrity chef, Sean?
I'm not.
You should be.
I'm a bit just somebody that loves cooking and enjoying people, enjoying my food. That kind of person.
And you're 21 years in Leitrim. Do you think you'll settle?
I am. I'm married. Married with two kids here now. My wife is Roscommon side of it, but we're in Carrick-on-Shannon, you know.
Okay. Well done, Sean. Oh, Leitrim's coming in. Leitrim is on the up now. Leitrim is on the up. Okay, Sean Hanifa, your the name of your restaurant is a cottage restaurant, and the name of your pub is
Buffalo Boy, named after my father's nickname. He's a butcher.
Buffalo Boy.
And the cafe that we have is Synergy Cafe in Carrick-on-Shannon as well.
And where is your father?
My father is in Malaysia. He passed away 2 years ago, but he was a butcher. But his nickname is a Buffalo Boy, and it's a picture of him. Yeah, the picture of him sit on a water buffalo, 900-kilo water buffalo, and he was sitting there on it.
Oh, okay. Well, God rest him. Sean, kind regards to you, your family, and all your customers in and around Carrick and Shannon, Jamestown, in lovely Leitrim.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe and RTE. Are people saying the Shannon pot is in Cavan rather, or the Shannon originates in Cavan? The pot, okay, the Shannon pot. Well, it's near Drumshambo. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And in fact, one of John Creedon's shows a couple of years ago, those wonderful shows he does around the country, he went into Enniskillen, or near Enniskillen, in Fermanagh anyway, and they put dye, friendly dye, by the way, into a stream in Enniskillen, and it emerged into Shannon. So maybe that's where the Shannon... begins. But anyway, where's Mary? We found them. Fantastic. The couple who went on holidays to Leitrim last year have been found after an incredible series of appeals and Crime Call and various other programmes. Mary Rose Duffy, good afternoon.
How are you?
How long did you go on holidays to Cavan for?
We went to Leitrim.
Yes, oh, sorry, yes. Leitrim. Sorry, now Cavan's in there. Leitrim, okay.
And yeah, well, we head it off now. We've been there a few times, but there's a fabulous campsite down there called Burns of Battlebridge.
I know it, yeah, and there's a lovely pub there, Gastro
Pub. There's a
lovely pub,
yeah, and Gastro and food and all that. It's fabulous. But it's absolutely, it's just out of class down there now. It's one of
And how long did you holiday in Leitrim for?
We were only there like for 4 or 5 days.
Well, that's that qualifies, yeah, that's definitely.
Yeah, we went along the Blue Way. There's a cycle path there. It's along the canal and it's called the Blue Way.
Yeah.
And we cycle all the way into Drumshambo. And there you can have lunch there. And it's a lovely, quaint little village.
Yeah, and you have the floating boardwalk and an outdoor swimming pool.
Fabulous. And then we went to along the Blue Way again then another day to Ballinamore.
Oh,
and we
yeah,
met loads of people along there, along the...
And then there's a canal there, isn't there?
There's then there was a lovely little students had set up a caravan, a barista cafe caravan.
Oh, lovely.
For the lockdown, yeah.
So was that your first time holidaying in Leitrim?
No, we were there. I tell you, my nephew... could be 20 years ago. Anyway, we went down there camping with him. That was the first time. But we've always, you know, when you're touring around Ireland, it's one place that you will end up going to.
Okay,
you know,
because
in Ballinamore, there's a lovely private marina there as well. Beautiful place to walk.
Lovely,
you know,
lakes.
And the sun was shining and everything, and it's just fabulous. Absolutely.
Now, did you go to Mohill?
Mohill is in Leitrim. Yes, yeah. I've been to Mohill. Yeah.
Okay. No,
and there's a lovely hotel you were talking about there. But in Mohill, there's, Loch Rinn Castle.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
That's
beautiful down there. Well, no, people are saying we're making a mountain out of a molehill by going on about Leitrim all the time, but you'd highly recommend it.
For a few days, it's absolutely beautiful.
Okay.
And even if you wanted to go and stay in a hotel, now we're touring, you know, but but that hotel down there is fab. There's a few gorgeous hotels.
And where do you stay? Well, you mentioned Battlebridge, so you have your own accommodation.
Oh, we have our own accommodation, yeah.
What is that? Do you mind me asking?
The camper van, yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, it's super. Yeah.
Did you hear the discussion on the program on Friday about camper vans and caravans and the price of camper vans, and people are going to England to buy them, and some people are going to England to buy caravans, and there's a dud site going around at the minute called MJ Caravans of Tamworth in Staffordshire, and a good few of our listeners got stung. How long have you had the camper van?
We've been doing it a long time. We're both in our 60s now.
It's getting popular now, isn't it, Mary Rose?
Staycation. Yeah, but you know, people are paying too much for them.
Oh, are they? 60s?
Oh, definitely.
You pay the
price. They're paying the price, but they're, to be honest with you, the prices have escalated because of the demand, because of the pandemic.
So how much is a decent camper van? 60k? Well, 70k?
They're 60. Like, I mean, you're talking... you're talking about people spending 40 or 50 grand on something that's 10 years old at this stage. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. When did you buy yours? Do you remember?
Ours is, this is our second one. My husband built his own first one.
Oh, well done.
That was back in,
he built his own.
I can't remember. 20 odd years ago. And then he built that one, and then just when we got older, then we just got one for ourselves, you know?
Okay, yeah. Well done. Okay, Mary Rose Duffy, go to email Mark at 51551, my chance.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Dulty came on the programme earlier to talk about why people don't go on holidays to Leitrim. Nuala, what is the name of your accommodation in Leitrim?
My place is Tawny Luss Lodge, and it's about 6 kilometres from Manor Hamilton. Actually, your driver that was on earlier was talking about driving from Sligo to Manor Hamilton and somebody else was talking about Kilty Clare, so I'm about halfway between both.
Well done, well done. But Tawny Lust Cottage.
Tawny Lust Lodge. And the thing is, Joe, I'm doing a special now, a walking special for 7 nights, and that's €495.
Okay.
Just to give you an idea of what the cost is.
Well, you've done an offer Leitrim today now, Nuala. You really have.
So have you, Joe. And I feel sorry for all the people who haven't been to Leitrim. But I think
Are you surprised?
I am. Not hugely. But anybody who does come, you sort of have them for life because they keep coming back.
I'm just looking at James Dolan there. He's a Scotsman. He loves Leitrim. He can't believe the number of people in Ireland have never been to Leitrim. He talks about Glen Farm, which is the Ballymun Romance. Loads of walks. Where's Arthur? Arthur Drogosh. Arthur, good afternoon.
Hi there. How are you
doing? What part of Leitrim are you from? Okay, where are you? Okay, I'll read it out because he goes for weekends. So Carrick and Shannon, Andrew Shambo, originally from Poland. Sandra McDonald contacted us from Liverpool to say she adores Ballinamore. Rent a cottage in St. John's Lake from the Booth sisters. Okay, thanks indeed. Back tomorrow. 1:45. Rebecca Meehan produced, and Ray Darcy is next.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
1850 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.